KJAN, Radio Atlantic.
And at 8:01, it's cloudy and 28 degrees in Atlantic. We look for mostly cloudy skies with a chance for occasional light snow or flurries and a high of 32. Good morning, I'm Rick Henson with KJAN News, brought to you this hour by Jacobson Plumbing and Heating in Fontenelle, your Train home comfort specialist dealer. In local news, officials of the Atlantic Police Department said yesterday that five people had been arrested over the weekend on a variety of charges. On Sunday, 28-year-old Melissa Bolin of Atlantic was arrested for first offense OWI. On Saturday, 22-year-old Mary Elizabeth Claiborne of Atlantic was arrested for simple assault. And last Friday, 56-year-old Terry Calhoun of Atlantic was arrested for simple assault. 24-year-old Joseph Fredrickson of Atlantic was arrested for criminal trespassing. And 28-year-old Joseph Howell of Lewis was arrested on a Polk County warrant for failure to appear. Each of the individuals had been booked into the Cass County Jail and held pending a court appearance. News time is 8:02.
Last week, Mark became the proud father of twins.
Look, pumpkin silk diapers.
Like any new father, he wants the best for his girls. So he also became the proud owner of a Trane central cooling system. It keeps Mark's whole house cool and comfortable no matter how hot it gets outside.
Doesn't that feel good?
And since Trane systems can also lower energy costs, there's more for the college fund.
Ivy League, of course.
When they say expect more from a Trane, they back it with over 90 years of industry-leading innovation, engineering, and manufacturing excellence. Hi, this is Bob Jacobson, owner of Jacobson Plumbing and Heating in Fontenelle, your area Trane dealer. You know the true Trane difference? You, your family, your comfort, and what it means most to us is providing better, healthier air for those that mean the most to you. Shouldn't that be reason enough to call me now at 877-838-8580? Call me now and let me show you how you can save money with a new Trane home comfort system. 877-838-8580. Jacobson Plumbing and Heating in Fontenelle, where it's hard to stop a train.
Sheriff's officials in Mills County said two people were arrested over the weekend. On Saturday, 33-year-old Reed William Johnston of Glenwood was taken into custody for OWI third offense. Johnston was arrested just before midnight Saturday near the intersection of 230th and Cimarron in Mills County. His bond was set at $5,000. Earlier that same afternoon, 65-year-old Douglas Boyington of Emerson was arrested in Emerson on a public intoxication and disorderly conduct charge. His bond was set at $600. Mills County deputies also investigated a reported incident of identity theft in Malvern on Friday, and on Saturday, deputies investigated an incident of burglary in the third degree and criminal mischief that took place in Strahan. Residents of Adair County and Guthrie counties have a new option for receiving emergency announcements. Bob Kemp, emergency manager for both counties, said the system, which is designed to get emergency messages to the public in a quick and effective manner, has already been used twice over the past few months.
We did use it this past week for the boil water order in Stewart and a couple of months ago with the boil water order in Fontenelle. We used that to just test the system to see how it was working. We knew that it wouldn't reach out and get everybody, but it's like with any new system, you need to play around with it as you're getting started.
According to Kev, when the boil order was issued in Stewart last week, the system made 1,200 calls to residents within 5 minutes. Kemp says he spent 4 years testing options and researching companies offering the service needed. And last year, the Emergency Management Commissions selected Global Connect of Mays Landing, New Jersey, and they've been working hand-in-hand with the firm to go live with the emergency notification in both counties.
The actual cost between the two counties together is about $7,700 a year, which allows us to have as many groups and things like that we want to send out, and it's also unlimited usage.
While the system is expensive for the counties, Kemp said the First National Bank of Fontenelle and Greenfield are helping to defray costs by pledging $500 per year, but additional sponsors are needed. Signing up to get your landline and or cell phone registered for the announcements is very simple. If you live in Guthrie County, go to www.guthriecounty.org, or if you live in Adair County, go to www.adaircountyiowa.org. In either case, click on the link to the emergency management page at either website and then on the emergency notification sign-up link. You simply fill out the online form and press submit, and your information will be registered within just a few business days.
If they don't have internet access or don't want to do it that way, this week we're working on getting forms out to all the city halls. There's going to be forms at the two county auditors' offices. And we're also going to try and get forms out to the local libraries also. They're always welcome to try and get a hold of me here at the office at 641-332-3030. They can leave a message. I can call them back. If I'm here, I'll be glad to, you know, take their information over the phone, too.
And there is no cost to sign up, and the information is owned by the two counties since it is proprietary and no company or person can sell it to a third-party vendor. The system stores and uses contact information according to street address. It will not recognize post office boxes or rural route address. In the event of a localized emergency, then your local street address will integrate with the notification system's mapping capabilities. If you have any questions, you can contact the Adair and Guthrie County Emergency Management Agency at 641-332-3030. Elsewhere in state news this morning, a firearm has been found inside of a student's locked vehicle at a high school in central Iowa. The gun was found Monday in a vehicle at the Norwalk Community High School parking lot. District Superintendent Denny Wolf said it appears the gun was never inside the building. Wolf said he didn't know whether the student had made any threats. He said police are investigating and will turn over results to Warren County prosecutors. Efforts in the state legislature to improve police handling of missing children cases have advanced. Senator Jeff Danielson said Monday he hoped the bill would help prevent cases like the one that occurred last summer, where two young cousins from Evansdale went missing on July 13th. Their bodies were found in December. Under the proposal, the state sex offender registry would be updated with registrants ranked based on the risk they pose. The statute of limitations would be lifted on prosecuting the sex abuse of children, and the funding would be offered to law enforcement agencies that want help updating public notification systems about missing children. Cedar Falls resident Robin Arnold gathered 1,500 signatures supporting the legislation to improve the response to missing child cases. She testified in favor of the bill. Iowa is one of just three states that do not spend any state tax dollars on adult education and adult literacy programs. Suku Radia, the president and CEO of Bankers Trust, said nearly 23% of Iowa working families don't earn enough to meet the basic needs, and many of those parents can't get better-paying jobs because they lack the proper skills.
Nearly 290,000 working-age Iowans do not have a high school diploma or the equivalent, and the lifetime loss of earnings for a high school dropout is almost $650,000.
On Monday, Radia urged members of the Iowa Senate Education Committee to set aside state tax dollars for adult education programs. Maylisa Wright is counselor at Kirkwood Community College in Cedar Rapids, helping adult ed students overcome obstacles that would keep them out of class, like finding a babysitter or a ride to class.
And it's really hard to see that the types of lives that they live is normal for them, but for us would be chaos. And they deal with it on a daily basis, and they don't have any support system.
The Kirkwood College program is financed by the United Way. High school dropout Brandy Martin of Des Moines got her GED from Des Moines Area Community College, or DMAC. Martin told legislators she benefited from DMAC counselors who guided her through the process.
It was really helpful and nice because when you're doing something like that, trying to change your career and your life, it's difficult. You can't just do it overnight. You can't just wake up and say, I want to be somebody new today.
Martin is studying to become a dental hygienist. Governor Branstad did not recommend providing any state money for adult education programs in the budget outline he presented to lawmakers last month. An Iowa Department of Education administrator told legislators there are a lot of different requests that are a higher priority for the agency, but it's up to the legislature to decide if the state should begin providing money for adult ed courses. Taking a look at world news headlines at this hour, a budget impasse that will set off $85 billion in automatic spending cuts starting Friday is the biggest obstacle to better U.S. economic growth, according to an AP survey of economists. Few say they're concerned about reduced consumer spending, expecting it to pick up instead later this year. A stalled and contentious cabinet nomination could take a step toward resolution today. A deeply divided Senate is moving toward a vote on President Obama's choice of Chuck Hagel to head the Defense Department. The Senate is slated to vote on the proceeding with the Hagel selection after GOP lawmakers had signaled an end to their delaying tactics. Many Kansas school districts have canceled classes today because of winter storm that forecasters say could bring 8 to 24 inches of snow throughout the state. Storm has already dumped more than a foot of snow in areas of the Texas and Oklahoma panhandles and is blamed for at least two deaths. Amarillo, Texas picked up 19 inches of snow. Most Americans fell behind on their auto loan payments in the last 3 months of last year. That's according to the credit reporting company TransUnion. which says the rate of U.S. auto loan payments at least 60 days overdue climbed to 0.41% in the fourth quarter, or just over 0.4%, and that's up from just under 0.4% of an inch in the third quarter, but down from 46.1%, or 46%, that is, from a year earlier. And safety officials also say that the deaths of teen drivers increased sharply in the first 6 months of last year, reversing a decade-long trend. A report from the Governor's Highway Traffic Safety Association said the deaths of 16- and 17-year-old drivers in traffic accidents during the first 6 months of 2012 were up 19% over the same period in the previous year. News time is 8:11.
Part of making a major purchase is knowing what kind of service it'll require. For reliable home comfort systems, just look to us. Jacobson Plumbing and Heating in Fontenelle, your local Train dealer. Bob Jacobson here. From major repairs, including new house construction, to seasonal maintenance, we can make your home more comfortable. When it comes to heating, cooling, venting, or plumbing your new home or existing residence, Jacobson Plumbing and Heating can get the job done right and in a professional, timely manner. How can I be sure? Because when you call Jacobson Plumbing and Heating, you'll talk with me, the owner, and I'm also the one who will be doing the work. It's my name and my reputation at stake, two things I don't take lightly. I'll do the work, and I'll do it right. Satisfaction guaranteed. Call Jacobson Plumbing and Heating in Fontenelle. Don't put it off. Call me right now. 877-838-8580. Jacobson Plumbing and Heating in Fontenelle, where it's hard to stop a train.
And in our funeral announcements, Velma Cameron, age 87, of Anita, died Thursday. Memorial services for Velma Cameron will be today at 10:30 at the Anita United Methodist Church. Mitchell Family Funeral Home in Marshalltown has the arrangements. Vernon Bushkamp, age 85, of Erling, died Friday. Massive Christian burial service for Vernon Bushkamp will be today at 11 o'clock at St. Michael's Catholic Church in Harlan. Pauly Jones Funeral Home in Harlan has arrangements. Francis McClure, age 81, of Stewart, died Wednesday. Memorial services for Francis McClure will be today at 11 o'clock at the First Congregational Church in Stewart. Johnson Family Funeral Home in Stewart has arrangements. Michael Schechinger, age 74, of Westphalia, died Saturday. A massive Christian burial service for Michael Schechinger will be held on Thursday at 10 a.m. at the St. Boniface Catholic Church in Westphalia. Pauly Jones Funeral Home in Harlan has arrangements. Norman Cox, age 87, of Grimes and formerly of Panora, died Sunday. A service for Norman Cox will be held this Thursday at 11 o'clock at the Faith Bible Church in Panora. Twig Funeral Home in Panora has the arrangements. Ross Armentrout, age 94, of Red Oak and formerly of Griswold, died Sunday. Funeral services for Ross Armentrout will be held on Thursday at 1:30 at the Griswold United Methodist Church. Dune Funeral Home in Griswold has arrangements. Eileen Haynes, age 91, of Oakland, died Thursday. Funeral services for Eileen Haynes will be this Friday at 10:30 at the Oakland United Methodist Church. Reek and Veith Funeral Home in Oakland has arrangements. Craig Cullen, age 53, of Greenfield, died Wednesday. A gathering of remembrance for Craig Cullen will be held on Friday from 4 until 8 p.m. at the 4-H building at the Adair County Fairgrounds in Greenfield. Steen Funeral Home in Greenfield has the arrangements. Norman Henriksen, age 86, of Atlantic, died Thursday. Funeral services for Norman Henriksen will be on Saturday at 11 o'clock at St. Paul's Lutheran Church in Atlantic. Hockenberry Family Care in Atlantic has the arrangements. And Denise Drager Moon, age 56, of Mora, New Mexico, died February 19th. No services are planned for Denise Moon. The Roland Funeral Service of Atlantic is assisting the Drager family. Our news was brought to you by Jacobson Plumbing and Heating in Fontenelle, where it's hard to stop a train. I'm Rick Hansen reporting.